You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today, the resident Socia Cynic. Welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Guys, Taylor Ward made his debut, but I think I completely overshadowed it. I think I did. If you follow our Twitter page, you saw my very optimistic projection for Taylor Ward's debut. And guys, I was an RBI short of being exactly perfect on everything. I predicted a 2-for-3 ball game, an extra base hit, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and a walk. He had 1 RBI. That's the only thing I missed. Pretty much the best thing that's happened to somebody around the Angels all season, if you ask me. Unfortunately, this probably means I'm going to tear my UCL and won't be able to tweet for close to a year. But who knows? Might go with the stem cell route, get some treatment there, maybe do a little typing program. Gets me back to action a lot sooner than I probably should. We'll see. I hope all these jokes are that you're understanding. Because they're pretty funny if you're an Angel fan. But in all reality, all joking aside, when the Angels released their Tuesday lineup, I laughed. If you looked at me in April and said, hey, we're going to start a game in August, mid-August, with David Fletcher, Taylor Ward, Francisco Arcia, Caleb Cowart, Eric Young Jr., and Jaime Barilla is going to be on the mound, I would have really laughed at you after that 13-3 start. And probably wondered what happened along the way. I saw something that said it was like the first time in a while that they'd started 7 rookies. Wow. Unreal. But hey, we're winning with these lineups, guys. How crazy is that? We're still getting unreal production out of Justin Upton. And we've talked about how streaky he is throughout the season. But let's not forget, he broke a bat over his knee literally a week ago. So if that doesn't epitomize streaky for this guy, I don't know what does. I mean, what an absolute, Jekyll and Hyde. Season this guy has had sometimes. 26 home runs on the year. Gotta love that. Also, don't look now, but Jaime Barilla has an 8-7 record with a 3.5 ERA, which by no means is like, oh my gosh, Cy Young, but for our team, that's he's tied for the team lead in wins with Tyler Skaggs and has the best ERA of a starter that's not named Shohei Ohtani. So something to think about going into next year is, like, he pitching himself into a spot on this rotation? I think you gotta think it's a serious question, right? Because the guys coming back, you got Heaney, Skaggs, Ohtani, Tropiano, Matt Shoemaker will come back, Jaime Barilla, and not to mention any potential free agents that I pray daily that we are going to go out and get. So where does that put Barilla? I mean, Heaney, Skaggs, Ohtani are pretty much your locks. I think you're going to have a spring training kind of competition for those last two spots, I'd imagine. I don't think we've seen enough out of Tropiano this year to say, yep, lock. It's very interesting. Very interesting moving forward. But ultimately, a battle that I think will be fun to watch going into next season. Maybe we'll actually have some, like, competitive starting pitchers that come out here and we'll be like, hey, you know what? All right. We like this guy moving forward. I don't know. Also, Williams-Harris still has not given up a run, in case you were wondering. And, guys, celebrate accordingly. Jim Johnson pitched a scoreless inning in Tuesday's game. Wow. It's not very often that happens. But, guys, why? This is a question I found myself asking last night. Why do I keep tuning into these games? Why is this team so fun to watch? And that was kind of the question that spurred some of my thoughts. And I think the reason I keep tuning in and why this team is so fun is because we're finally seeing a team that's doing things the right way as a complete organization. We're seeing trades finally pay off from Billy Epler. He did a great job rebuilding the farm system, and now we're starting to reap those benefits. Now, don't get me wrong, and this all spurs from the Taylor Ward debut, obviously. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to deem Taylor Ward as the second coming of Mike Trout, but it's exciting to see him excel. It's exciting to see our prospects, David Fletcher, come up and excel at the major league level. And we're seeing our team treat them the way prospects probably should be treated. Not rushing guys up into the big leagues and get starts and them flaming out. Look no further than, Caleb Cowart, Nolan Fontana. And I think we're starting to see this new brand of Angels baseball finally be kind of ingrained into the mentality of the team. It's not the old small ball you to death, hit and run all over you, and manufacture every run possible. We're seeing a team that is top 5 in home runs, top 10 in slugging, top 10 in OPS+, top 10 in runs created. This is a very different team than what Mike Socha was built on, essentially. I think the last few years, we've lost our identity as a team. But we have bought in to this new age baseball phenomenon, I guess you can call it, of we need extra base hits and home runs and all these other things. And I will say, that mixture plus this sick, speed, contact from some of these guys, mixture. Guys, I think we got something nasty brewing in Anaheim, honestly. Because we got guys like Mike Trout, Justin Upton, Shohei Ohtani. Guys that bring a lot of versatility to the table, but can hit balls gap to gap. Cole Calhoun. But then countering that with a David Fletcher, who's a big contact guy. We saw the squeeze play with him and Shohei Ohtani the other day. It's something we have not seen in a very long time out of this Angels team. And I'm excited for what the future holds. So, coming up next, we are going to have our Wild West Wednesday segment. But first, if you guys want to sponsor the show, hit me up, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. I would love to talk to you guys. But Wild West Wednesday, coming up next.
West side.
Yo, it's Wild West Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's take a trip around the West.
All right, Wild West Wednesday. Well, going into Wednesday, the Angels are 12 and a half back of the Houston Astros for the division lead, and 11 and a half back of the A's for a wild card. So, still an uphill battle, but hey, don't sleep on these A's to win this division. They're only a game back. Potentially going to sweep the Mariners right now. It's insane. This team just keeps winning games with the roster they have. I personally don't think their starting pitching is that good, but their bullpen is just absolute nails. And they always find ways to win enough runs to win every ballgame. And I think that's a good formula for baseball nowadays, is find starters that can get you 6 to 7 innings and have just absolute lockdown 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guys. Look at teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox, for example. It's essentially what has made them great. Those teams are going to be tough to play in October, because when you have starters that can give you quality, one-run games into the 7th inning, these bullpen guys are good enough. They've got multiple pitches now. They're not just fastball sliders guys. Not to mention their fastball's 98, 99, 100 miles an hour with a 6 slider. They're tough. They're tough to beat. So I don't think the A's have that formula to win the division this year, because I think that the Astros starting pitching and offense, for that matter, is better than the A's. But I'd still pick the Astros to win the division because of that reason. But it's going to be a fun race. This AOS is potentially, heating up a little bit. And I think you can make the argument that it's potentially one of the best divisions in the AL, competing probably with that AL East. But I don't know. Seattle's kind of fading. I made a bet with a coworker at the beginning of the season, after our hot start, obviously, that the Angels would finish with a better record than the Mariners. And I'm not mad that they're slowing down a little bit. I might still have a shot at that $20. But James Paxton just got hurt, and they're expecting him to miss a start. Robinson Cano is coming back. He had a single A, rehab, kind of getting back into, I don't want to call it a rehab stint because he wasn't really hurt. But getting ready to come back, Pat was actually calling those games. You might have seen his massive home run that Robinson Cano hit. Pat got to make that call for the Eugene Emeralds. So that's pretty exciting for him. But I don't think Seattle's just going to have enough to make that comeback in them. We'll see. The team actually, I saw statistically, had a worse record. I think they were like a 500 team with Robinson Cano, and without him, they were above 500 without him. So it'll be interesting to note when he comes back. Then you got the Texas Rangers, who will be the seller team this season. 21 games out of first place. We're starting a 4-game set with them coming up. I mean, anything could happen at this point in the season, I guess, but they've only won 2 of their last 6, and who knows? I mean, hopefully we can go in there, win a couple games, maybe get the hashtag started again. I don't know. We'll see. San Diego series has brought back a lot of life for this team. As it should, right? Ugh. This Angels team. Overall, ultra competitive AL West. Things really haven't changed as of lately. You still got the Astros, A's, Mariners up top, and then seemingly everybody else everywhere else. But it's crazy. We could still have a situation where 3 AL West teams make the playoffs in the Astros, the A's, and the Angels. I mean, Mariners. But, guys, coming up next, we're going to talk about how we can sweep these San Diego Padres and what to look for. Coming up next. All right, going for the series sweep in San Diego. That's exciting, right? Sweeping a AAA team. I guess we should be doing that, right? But things to watch. Justin Upton's bat. Will it continue to stay hotter than Yasiel Puig after a foul ball? I don't know. I hope so. He's been just absolutely tearing it up. I think 5 home runs in his last 6 or 7 games. Jeez. Also, Felix Pena, and he's going to be the starter. You're going to say, oh, why would I watch Felix Pena? Why is that something to watch? Well, at home, he's been atrocious. On the road, he has a 1-1 record with a 1.84 ERA. Huh. Just be out. The only road starter from here on out. Also, our lineup. Is there any chance that Jeffrey Marte gets to play? I hope not. Because you got to imagine Albert Pujols is going to be back after a day off. And when we bring up young guys, let's play them. Right? But I'm sure the man with the marker making that lineup will probably put Marte back in the third base spot, hitting seventh. And that's kind of what we just expect from now on. But guys, I'll be back tomorrow for Trivia Thursday and a Gear Grinder episode. I'm excited about it. Very excited. And I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. Keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming. And more importantly, follow our Twitter page that I finally have an ability to tweet from, at Locked On Angels, for all the updates regarding the show and our website, LockedOnAngels.com. If you have any questions, comments, anything, shoot us an email, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Maybe I'll throw out another prediction on our Twitter page today and see how correct I am. Or maybe I should just, I got the hot hand. Maybe I shouldn't do it. I don't know. We'll see. But let's sweep them pods today. Adios.